This is Vallejo Project 803 on 89.5 FM KZCT. This is DJ Human representing Vallejo Project here in Vallejo. Good morning, Vallejo. How are things out there? I've been gone for a couple weeks and making sure all is good for all the folks out here in Vallejo. It's Tuesday, June 13th, 70 degrees outside. Going to be a nice day out. How's your commute going? If you're heading to the city, if you're heading out to Marin, if you're just heading downtown, going down Georgia Street, we welcome you to Vallejo Project. And we'd like to remind you that Vallejo Project is a radio show that is about the community here in Vallejo and all about what Vallejo Project's doing for the community as well as what you can do for the Vallejo community at large and the Bay Area all together now. What's the Vallejo Project about? Well, we are a servant leadership-based organization based right here in Vallejo. We help out disaffected youth to get job training. We work with homeless. We work with providing food and companionship for elders. We work with a lot of different organizations here in the Bay Area and especially right here in Vallejo. It's an organization that's here to help. We encourage people to work together. And in fact, let's all work together.
some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Sly and the Family Stone, directly here from Vallejo, another Vallejo legend right there. Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music. Before that, Let's Work Together, Canned Heat. And kicking it all off was Mr. Ian Kilmeister and his little band called Motorhead to get you caffeinated for the morning. 89.5 FM, KZCT, right here in Vallejo. And this is a Vallejo project now. Why did we kick things off with Motorhead? Well, because I had an interesting dream last night. Dream took me to a shopping mall, and there's an association with that, which I'll tell you about a little later in the program. And Lemmy and the boys were actually recording in a studio there in the Dreamtime shopping mall. And so it gave me a little inspiration to bring Lem out to get your morning going. Vallejo Project, we've got a lot of interesting things happening here in town coming up. Vallejo Project itself is taking sort of a half summer vacation. We've still got programs going on here while some of our board members and some of our principal people involved with Vallejo Project are off journeying literally around the world to find out and meet people that can help out the greater Vallejo area with some very, very interesting programs and very, very interesting opportunities. Our founder of Vallejo Project, Ajua McDonald, and her husband, David, are actually in Africa right now. They are going there to meet a gentleman who has a program going for teenagers and young people to teach them skills in media, such as radio and podcast broadcasting, just like this. He has an entire school dedicated to media education, filmmaking, video, audio, broadcasting, and social media. Being as social media is a major way we're all communicating right now, places where we're getting our news and information. And the gentleman doing that is actually a graduate of one of the schools here in California and has taken his skill set over to Africa to teach in an extremely urban setting, and bringing up the skill sets for young folks and entrepreneurs on how to successfully use media in all its shapes and forms these days to communicate, to uplift the community, and as a tool for their entrepreneurship. Because one of the things that we do here in Vallejo Project is encourage entrepreneurship in the youth and the people that we help. One of the programs that we're doing and continuing through the summer here with Vallejo Project, right here in Vallejo, is a program that has to do with energy. Because conservation, energy, the environment is on the tip of everyone's tongue these days. Especially renewable energy. Of course, you know, if anybody is tracking the news through social media, we all know of Mr. Musk's takeover of Twitter and what he's doing with that. And he has been posting a lot about his Tesla projects, which are all about renewable energy and actually supporting other car companies that are bringing out electric vehicles. But if you or your kids or young people that you know in the community are interested in a career in renewable energy, there's no better way to start than to work on a project right here in Vallejo that not only dovetails environmental consciousness, entrepreneurship, but also kind of touches upon the maritime history of Vallejo. We have a two-week renewable energy workshop for high school students. It's a free workshop. It happens from 6 to 8 p.m. all this week and all next week at the Global Center for Success at 1056 Azure Drive, right here in Vallejo, and that's over there on Mare Island. You'll be working with our good friend, very knowledgeable person about renewable energy, Paul. He is also a board member with the Vallejo Project, but he is very well-versed in renewable energy and has also actually written several books about researchers in renewable energy and space propulsion. That's right. So he's conducting the workshop right out there at 1055 Azure Drive, right out there on Mare Island. Just go right across the bridge, straight down to the end of the street, turn left, go down a mile, and you'll see the Global Center for Success on your right-hand side, just before the elementary school. And what you'll be doing in participating in this is building a boat that will be propelled? It will be the energy used to propel the boat and run the motor will be completely renewable energy based on wave motion in the water itself and also on solar power. So you'll get your chance to actually participate in building an actual model boat from scratch with a renewable resource propelled engine. Very interesting. And in fact, a renewable energy resource for propelling boats is actually something you can look up right now on the interwebs. Grab your little handheld magic device there, otherwise known as your cell phone, and look up solar powered boats. And you'll see there's actually several commercial solar powered boats available out there for purchase, if you are so inclined, that run strictly on solar power, which is number one, great for the maritime environment. You're not dumping oil and extraneous gasoline and fumes into the water. You're not burning fuel, which is great for the environment in whatever you're boating in, whether it's a lake, pond, or the ocean itself. And once you've invested in that type of boat, you don't have to invest in expensive gasoline anymore. And you can just keep on going all day long because as long as the sun is out, your boat stays afloat. So get involved with Vallejo Project. Also, we're looking for youth between the ages of 16 to 26 who are determined to work hard and learn a trade. Our fifth version, or cohort as it's called these days, starts in late July. And that will encompass more of our renewable energy projects. That will encompass our carpentry project and also our media project. So what are these? I've already been told about the boat building project. We also have our carpentry program, which is ongoing, where if you or you know of someone between the ages of 16 and 26 who is looking to have a career in carpentry, come on over, get in touch with us through VallejoProject.org, VallejoProject.org, and sign up for our carpentry cohort. And what happens in that? You learn basics of carpentry, the real, real basics, like how to use a measuring tool, what tools are used for what, simple things like the importance of showing up on time to a job, keeping in track of your finances, proper clothes to wear, safety. Even though you may know some of the basics, working around your home or working for your folks, repairing a door or sealing a leak in the roof, it's always a good idea to kind of go over the basics, because once you get through our 3 to 4 week cohort of carpentry, learning basic skills, we then pass you on to the actual Carpenters Union here in California. We do have an agreement with the Carpenters Union where you can immediately go into their apprenticeship program, which is a great program. One of the apprenticeship program locations is down in Pleasanton, California. Transportation can be arranged for you. And not only that, if you graduate the Vallejo Project program and go into the actual Carpenters Union apprenticeship program, it's a paid position. And you'll learn the real skills of carpentry that you can use to go work on actual job sites. And they do have a job placement program as well. And everything from how to use power tools to masonry, carpentry, framing, everything that you would know, what skills you would have to take in order to then be immediately placed on a job site, whether it's with a private contractor or with a large construction firm. And there is a lot of construction still going on here in the Bay Area. You may even be interested in working over at Factory OS right across the river on Mare Island. You should take a drive out there, and simply you can drive right up and take a look at the factory from the parking lot, and look them up on the interwebs, Factory OS, and see what they're doing out there. It's very interesting stuff. Innovative technology is happening right here in Vallejo, right under people's noses, and they don't even realize it. So take a drive out or a bicycle ride out to Mare Island and toot around there. Of course, there's the great Vino Godfathers. There's the brewery. There's the beautiful chapel there. There's a beautiful walk out by the sanctuary area for wildlife. You can do a lot of great bicycle riding there. There's the Veterans Memorial Graveyard, which was renovated a few days ago and rededicated about a year ago, and was rededicated to the city. A great resource, the island is. But it also gives you an opportunity to see what's going on out there. Check out the industry that's happening out there, and I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised that there's a lot of action going on right here in Vallejo as far as opportunities for jobs and opportunities to help yourself, help the environment, and help your community. Now let's jump back and see what a member of the Vallejo community has to say and what he accomplished with perseverance and dedication.
say, yeah, I got a baby. Never being that, that's what it's all about. You can take me for granted and smile. Now, please, I'm gone. Forget the bit of my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. And when you see me again, I'll bet you have been the kind of person you really are now. To get it straight, how could I have it late? When you're my woman, take it up my down.
Yo! Now. it sad. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Morning, 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio. This is Vallejo Project, DJ Human. So, what is going on out there? Are you participating in the community? What are you doing to contribute to the greater Vallejo area and environs thereof? Lots of opportunity out there, that's for sure. In fact, one of the opportunities you can do is get involved with Vallejo Project. And we've definitely got some interesting things going on that you, your kids, and your friends can get involved with. And we look forward to it. And you may be asking yourself, if you're just tuning in, what is Vallejo Project? It is a community-based organization where we're helping youth get into entrepreneurial situations, job training, training in the arts, and participating in the community in a positive way. In fact, right now, we have several programs that you or youth between the ages of 16 and 24 can participate in. We noted our carpentry program, which will be ongoing through the summertime, where you can learn basics of carpentry and have an opportunity to move ahead into an apprenticeship program with the Carpenters Union right here in California, get trained up and be working by later this fall. Indeed. And if you have interest in that, you can reach out to vallejoproject.org, which is our website, and there will be several email addresses that you can use. You can talk to Paul, who is one of our organizers for our projects, or KQ, or Q as we call him. He's our lead carpenter, and you can email either of them to get information on our carpentry program or our boat Building Sustainable Energy Program that's going on this summer. We also have continuing free music classes going on. As you know, Vallejo Project has a wonderful music room out there at our offices on Mare Island on Azure Street. We have a couple of drum kits. We have guitars. We have keyboard. We have a little PA. And you too can get a free guitar lesson, free drum lessons, or free piano lessons, courtesy of Vallejo Project. We have a lot of young kids taking music lessons for the first time. And actually, some of our teen youth leaders who were either teaching or participating in the music classes put together a little jazz quartet. And when Vallejo Project was doing our Thanksgiving feed, where we were actually working out of the library right here downtown on Georgia Street, we had a turkey giveaway for the community, and then we had an actual Thanksgiving dinner where everybody was invited, and some of the folks who were living around the library and downtown came by for a hot meal and some fellowship. And the youth jazz quartet performed for us, provided the musical accompaniment to the meal, which was a great way of showing that the free music lessons that we provide actually brings youth together that have a common interest in music. They formed a band and performed live in front of an audience. And that's really what we're emphasizing here with the Vallejo Project. It's about learning a skill set, connecting up with the community, and then giving back the community as well. Actually, if you're interested in piano lessons, you can get some for free at 428 Georgia Street with our resident pianist, Richard Abbott, who's also has sign works right down there in Georgia Street. Probably passed by that a million times and went, I wonder what goes on in there. But yeah, free piano lessons for all ages. So you can reach out to Richard through Vallejo Project. Just go to vallejoproject.org to get his email address. Because when you hear email addresses announced over the air, do you really just stop and write it down? No. But you can remember vallejoproject.org, and everything is there about Vallejo Project. We also have free K through 12 tutoring now that school is out or just about out. The kids may not be interested in hanging around doing any sort of schoolwork, of course, but take note that for when the school year starts again in August, Vallejo Project will be once again giving free K through 12 tutoring at JFK Library. And we also had a tutoring program going on right downtown at Brickmania. That's right, that famous strange little Lego store that sells Legos, but they're not Legos. We had a tutoring program going on in there that the kids really got a kick out of, because not only were they getting help with their schoolwork and their homework, but also they got a chance to dig all of the fabulous and interesting models that were going on there at Brickmania. Very interesting idea that they have there in Brickmania. They take Legos, actual real Lego kits, and disassemble them and reassemble them into totally different models. And apparently some of their models are quite famous. In fact, when you walk in there, there's an actual model of an aircraft carrier, the one that was famous for the signing of the peace deal between the Japanese Army and the American Army way back in World War II. So a little bit of history right there that once again ties into the maritime history of Vallejo. So we're hitting it from all angles here on the Vallejo Project, the audio version. So we look forward to hooking up and reconnecting with all our students in August when the school year begins. So we will be having tutoring once again at JFK Library and at Brickmania. So stay tuned for that, and the schedule will be posted on VallejoProject.org. And what are some of the pillars of Vallejo Project? Well, one of them is servant leadership. What is that? That's being a leader in your community while serving others. And that is something that even when you read books about how to succeed in business, that's really one of the objectives, is being a leader but serving either your company or your community and giving back, which uplifts everyone at the same time. A really interesting concept that is sometimes forgotten in this hectic world that we live in. So we look forward to you participating with Vallejo Project and more from Vallejo Project right here on OzCat Radio. And if you help us and we all work together, ain't no stopping us now.
Yeah.
Marty Van Halen, Unchained, from June 12th, 1981, the Oakland Coliseum. Were you there? As well as McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Unchained, hit the ground running. The only thing that's consistent is change. Right here. 89.5 FM, KZCT Oscat Radio, here on Vallejo Project. Stay tuned for more. We've got some interesting things coming up that you may find interesting about the environment. Coming up soon here on Vallejo Project Radio. 71 degrees here in Vallejo. A little cloudy out there. A little bit of our Bay Area overcast happening right here on Tuesday, June 13th, right here in fabulous Vallejo, California. This is Vallejo Project. And what is Vallejo Project all about? It's all about servant leadership. It's all about serving the community. It's all about promoting change, positive change. And if you would like to be part of Vallejo Project, simply email us at assistant@vallejoproject.org, assistant, for you fans of the spelling bee out there, at vallejoproject.org. We're looking for volunteers to help us with our programming as we are making our plans for the fall. We're looking for folks who would like to tutor, give tutoring help for our kids who are coming to our tutoring projects that are held once the school year starts again at Brickmania and also at the library, which is JFK Library there in downtown. We're looking for volunteers to help out with our projects for elders in the community, serving them food, helping them out, and also volunteers for helping out even with our carpentry project. Even maybe you're working in the industry as a carpenter, or maybe you are someone who likes to dabble in that. But hey, give us an email at assistant@vallejoproject.org. We're always looking for help with our carpentry program, and especially we're always looking for volunteers at the Unity Garden right here in Vallejo on Sacramento Street. Come on down there. It's right across from the graveyard, right there at Renaissance Center. That helps Assisted Living Center. We have a community garden there. And on Sundays from 11 to 3, you too can participate in the gardening project. We have vegetables growing, we have corn growing, we have classes on how to take care of soil. If you're a home garden enthusiast, come on down, share your knowledge of growing sustainable vegetables that you can pick and eat. In fact, we've grown enough vegetation there at the Unity Garden that actually the overabundance has been given out to less than homed people here in Vallejo, as well as contributing to other food projects here. We've graduated several student leaders that ran the program. If you tuned in 2 weeks ago to Vallejo Project, you're on the radio, you heard all about that. We even have chickens there. That's right. I know in some neighborhoods here in Vallejo, you can hear those chickens in the morning, but we have our own chickens there. And you can learn all about how to care for them, how to properly collect eggs without breaking them, and what it takes to actually keep a small flock of chickens that, you know, if the zoning permits it in your area, you can have your own chicken coop and grow your own chickens and have your own eggs. Because one of the things that we promote here is sustainability. And sustainability starts with you. Sustaining yourself, sustaining your family, sustaining your friends. And part of that is food security. So if you can grow your own garden, keep your own chickens, you can sustain yourself and your family, which means that you're supporting the community by not being a burden on the community. So think about that. There's a lot of self-pride and satisfaction in being sustainable for not only the community, but also yourself. So here we are, 8:59, top of the hour here at 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio, right here in fabulous Vallejo, California. 71 degrees. Weather's going to be looking pretty good today. Your typical Bay Area morning here, whether you are at work, at home, or at play. Stay with us here on OzCat Radio. And maybe if you're downtown this Saturday at Farmer's Market, you'll see the Vallejo Project pop-up tent. You'll meet probably myself and Rich, one of our carpenters from our carpenter program. Big Q might be there to help out. We have some of our student volunteers passing on information and collecting information. If you want to sign up for any of our programs, come on down to Farmer's Market and look for the Vallejo Project tent. And of course, pick up some fabulous fresh fruit. And there's great, there's pizza there if you want something pre-cooked to eat. Check out all the new shops that are opening up downtown here in Vallejo. You'd be surprised at what's going on downtown. It's really starting to build up with some very interesting new shops opening. Some very interesting vendors on the street. And of course, there's always some music during Farmer's Market, and you might even run into the Rubber Band Man.
much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Just a rubber band.
kids, and we'd hear songs on the radio, and you couldn't really tell what the lyrics were except for the chorus. You just make up your own lyrics when you sang along. And this was way before the illustrious Weird Al, and we did have some influences with that, because Dr. Demento was out there when we were kids, and we did have some of those comedy records that we actually spun 2 weeks ago here on Vallejo Project. But you gotta admit, one of those, the actual lyrics on that song can't be beat, especially when Creedence sings "The Devil's on Kazoo." I'm telling you, you can't beat it right here on 89.5 FM KZCT Radio, Oscar Radio, right here in Vallejo Project. I'm DJ Hugh Mann. 71 degrees here at 912 here in fabulous Vallejo, California. And the program here is all about community and what Vallejo Project is doing with the community and for the community. And one of the things that we emphasize here with Vallejo Project is environmental causes and environmental work. We were talking about our Unity Garden on Sacramento Street over by the Renaissance Center across the street from the graveyard right here in Vallejo, California, where you too can participate in being a urban farmer, relaying your skills and learning new skills every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Unity Garden on Sacramento Street here in Vallejo, California. And one of the things that all of us need to be aware of is how the environment is changing. Now, whether you prescribe to the mankind caused environmental change, whether you're a student of geology and earth history, and you know about all the many, many environmental and changes that the earth has gone through over the millennium. One thing's for sure, there's trouble afoot right now. And one of the things that is happening is a lack of insects. Now, you'd say, well, most people are always trying to get rid of insects, flies, ants, cockroaches, but there's literally millions of different species of insects out there, and the majority of them are part of the environment, helpful to the environment, especially pollinators like bees and butterflies. You've heard about the bee crisis and how bee colonies have suddenly gone extinct, but also butterflies. And our famous monarch butterfly here in California is endangered. And maybe you've gone down San Luis Obispo way there on the coast, Santa Barbara area, when the monarch butterflies rest there on their way to environs south. And there's been alarm bells raised about the decreasing population of butterflies. They're pollinators. And not only do they pollinate flowers, but also food that's grown here, not just in your personal garden, but also out there in Central Valley as well. Very important part of the environment. And Vallejo Project has taken on a task of learning about that. So let's tune in to our Vallejo Project podcast and learn about what we've been doing, what you can do to help the environment.
Hi there. My name is Ajo McDonald, and I'm the founder of Vallejo Project. Last February, our youth had the chance to collaborate with several other nonprofits, including the Vallejo People's Garden, who led us in replacing the lawn at the Global Center for Success. We were able to establish a pollinator garden on Mare Island, bringing the butterflies back. We also had the good fortune of being able to interview some of the people instrumental to this project, and that's what today's podcast is about.
My name's Sarah. I work with Solano Resource Conservation District. I'm a habitat restoration project manager, and I'm just collaborating with this several other nonprofits and groups to convert this lawn in the front yard here to pollinator habitat for monarchs and other pollinators.
That's pretty cool. Why do you want to do this?
Because I like butterflies. Just down the street, there is a monarch overwintering site. So every year, monarchs migrate to the coast and overwinter here, and then migrate back inland in the spring and summer. And it's very important to provide them nectar in the winter so that they can, keep their energy stores up. And we've lost more than 99% of our monarchs on the West Coast. Used to be 4.5 million monarchs used to overwinter along the West Coast in the 80s. And a couple years ago, it was less than 2,000. So there is a large statewide effort to try to regain our population, rebuild our population, and support monarchs in any way we can. And the nice thing about supporting monarchs is by supporting monarchs and creating habitat for them, you are creating habitat and supporting pretty much every other pollinator that we rely on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Is California known for monarchs?
Yeah, so pretty much down to San Diego, mm-hmm. all the way north to Point Reyes-ish. I'm not sure how far north it goes, but
They actually go all the way up into Canada.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Overwintering sites?
No, not the overwintering sites. You're right. The overwintering sites are just California beaches.
Okay, yeah. So they overwinter all along the coast in groves of trees. Historically, it would have been Monterey cypress, Monterey pine. Now they're using a lot of eucalyptus, redwood trees. But anyway, so they're known for that in California particularly. There's where you would go to the coast and you would see just tens of thousands of monarch trees, just like chandeliers of monarchs dangling from the trees. And then in the spring and summer, they all migrate inland and north up into Canada. And it's where they breed and lay their eggs on milkweed. That's why milkweed is so important. It is the only plant that their caterpillars can eat. And the interesting thing that I just recently learned about monarchs is it's not just one generation that migrates per year. It's four separate life cycles. Or is it four or
yep.
five generations?
Yeah, it's
so it's every fourth generation is the generation that actually overwinters. So that's that innate, you know, like birds, they can migrate several times within their lifetime. But this is every fourth generation is that migrates. So it's crazy that it's that innate in them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Lisa Dammer. I work for the Contra Costa Resource Conservation District. So similar job to Sarah's job.
How is it similar? How's it?
Well, I'm just working in the next county over, and I also work on monarch habitat. Yeah, it's exciting to see that this year's numbers are higher than we thought they would be.
It was, 350,000 or so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they did that count before all the storms we had around New Year's and lost a lot of the trees that the monarchs would overwinter in, and lost tens of thousands of monarchs died in those storms. So the population is increasing, but it just goes to show you that like big storms like that can make big impacts. And if a storm like that had happened a couple years ago when our population was less than 2,000, we could have lost all of our monarchs.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important to have a good, you know, healthy, diverse population throughout the entire range of their overwintering sites. And we actually just got a portion of a large $24 million grant throughout California, about 45 different RCDs or resource conservation districts and a couple other agencies and organizations came together on a block grant. And so just got this huge grant to share amongst all these different organizations from the Wildlife Conservation Board.
So that we can do more projects like this all over.
Yeah. When did you guys start your organization?
Yeah. That's a good question. I think ours is 40s, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
19.
Yeah. Whoa. 40,
yeah.
And that's just resource conservation districts. So every RCD is different. And this is primarily grant funding that allows us to do monarch work and habitat work. But RCDs often were created for much, much different
reasons. Helping agriculture producers and making sure that our soils are healthy and things like that.
Yeah, ours was formed for drainage.
Yeah.
Drainage ditches. That's what we were. Right. We were ditch tenders initially.
Ditch tenders.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm Anina, the Executive Director of the Monarch Milkweed Project here in Solano County. We're a nonprofit, and what we do is we educate people of all levels, little kids all the way up to your grandma, on the pollinator crisis. What is going on with the monarch butterfly and the bee population? Right. We are rapidly losing them. They're endangered. But we don't just educate and let people know what's going on. We do something about it. And what we do is we put in what's called monarch milkweed way stations. And they're a combination of milkweed plants and pollinating plants and nectar plants. And they provide a food source, not just for monarchs, but for the bee population and for other butterflies. And we do those throughout Solano County in public and private places, at schools, community gardens, and churches.
Right.
And we are looking to expand even further in the coming year. And one of the things we like to do is work with students. So get involved. So we're very excited about that. And we replicate these all over. And they're usually 6x4. This one is 8x4, but we've gone up to 10x4. Yeah. And basically the installation over there, the 3,000 square foot, that's what this is, only it's so many times bigger.
Okay.
So this point
is what it's going to look like.
Oh, yeah. It'll have tons of plants, and you'll have tons of fat flowering plants, and it'll be really fantastic. That's the biggest installation that we've done, and we're hoping to do more like that. Thank you very much.
Can I please have your name?
John Davenport.
Nice to meet you.
Same here.
Can you please tell me a little bit about your business that you run?
My company is called Cali Ground Troops. I am the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. I do it all. I'm a permaculture designer, which basically means if I'm not doing drought-tolerant landscapes, sustainable native drought-tolerant landscapes, I'm doing food forests. A food forest would be trees and the understory to sort of empower people to leave the grocery store alone, give them their own agency. And plus, I think there's nothing more gangster than teaching somebody how to get in the ground and do your own thing. It's one thing to buy a tomato, but the moment you figure out how to produce one yourself, I think that connects you spiritually with Adam and Eve. God gave them a job to be gardeners, and when we garden, we kind of connect with that ancient love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really nice. Is this what motivates you to like produce your own like the thing about the tomato? Are you motivated to produce vegetables and stuff for grocery stores because now you figured out how hard it is and now you're trying to, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, absolutely not. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm a permaculture designer. My job is plants, but I feel like plants are a medium or a useful tool. My overarching goal is people care. I'm not here for a plant. I'm here for you. I'm here for other people. My goal is to teach you what I know. It is a business. I do get paid to do it, but I also feel like as a black man, unapologetically black, that I feel like we have been put in situations where we have to defend our knowledge sometimes. And that makes us a little less willing to give it away. And I want to be that example of being financially stable without selling something, giving this away, showing people there's an opportunity, an option, that it's not a whole bunch of people that look like us doing it, and they're not a lot of young people doing it. And I feel like I stand for, even though you see this gray, I like to think I'm a little younger. I feel like I stand for and represent that part of America. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that agriculture itself is a almost a self-explanatory thing, right?
Like, is it meditative?
Sometimes. The very first time I started doing gardening, I felt a spark. You ever, like, get an electric shock, static shock? I felt a connection to the soil. And I think that it's very meditative. Mm-hmm. Holistic means mind and body. And I feel like I get both of those enough so that I can share it with other people while I'm gardening.
What's your favorite vegetable or fruit? What's your favorite thing to plant in season? And how does that make you feel?
My favorite thing is what the customer is paying me to put into the ground. I think that I have a weird relationship with carrots. I don't know what that is. I'm glad I like to eat them, because if I didn't, I'd be really messed up. Carrots come out all the time. I love the idea of kids being introduced to agriculture through me from a plant that they aren't familiar with. So okay. We all know about strawberries.
Yeah.
But when you think about strawberries, what do you think of? A red plant with yellow seeds, right?
Yeah.
There's at least four different strawberry varietals that I can think of. There's white with red seeds. There's yellow with red. And these are different types of ways to introduce someone else to strawberries and gardening, where you're thinking about strawberries, but this is new to you and it's old at the same time. Have you ever heard of a donut peach?
Yes, I actually had like five of those in my lifetime.
And what do you think about it?
I just think it reminds me
good,
of a pumpkin.
Bad.
It's really good.
It really juicy.
Yeah.
If you told somebody about a donut peach that didn't live in the state of California, they would think you were cracking jokes. They wouldn't understand or even be able to relate to your perspective of having someone grow something that's not normally in the grocery store that you had and you didn't have the tree.
Oh.
I'm from Ohio. None of that kind of stuff makes sense to somebody like me. And the fruits and vegetables that we get they stop them from growing, so when we get them, they're not always as ripe and ready to eat as they are here.
Uh-huh.
Coming to California, I ate a strawberry, and I've had strawberries before, but it convinced me, when you get it out the ground, out here in California, it's growing all nice and sweet, they taste better.
Yeah, they taste
and
proper.
That kind of started me on my gardening journey, too.
Okay.
Vilma runs the People's Garden.
And oh, the People's Garden.
That's on the other side. And she contacted me. I'm on a list of professionals from a few different places, but she found my name and initially asked me to help her with an irrigation problem. I didn't know what the issue was, but I went and I got my guys, my crew, and we rebuilt her irrigation system for her back in her People's Garden.
Okay.
And she went to pay me, and I wouldn't take her money. I felt like this is the type of place that people need to be in order to understand the energy that I'm talking about. You gotta do it, right?
Yeah.
And this is a good place to get that started. So I talked to her about expanding that space, and I work with Sustainable Solano. They're the ones that run this office right here. So I connected the two people. The weird thing is, that space that you're looking at right there is Vilma's space. That's a meditation garden. Sustainable Solano meets in that garden. And the two of those people, those two women, they never talked to each other until I introduced them to each other about putting this together. That's what community is all about. You two guys are learning how to become leaders, whether you consider yourself to be one now or later. Those skills, what are you going to use them for? You're not using them for yourself. So the idea is to do all these things, connect with people, take the best energy that I can bump into, and then suss that out so that I can make a plan better the next time and affect and touch people positively. because this is all about smiles and being happy when you finish this. You don't always get that, you know? Yeah. And I don't want it to be a job, even though this is my business. If it's not fun,
then, like, there's no point in doing it.
Yeah.
Like, isn't fun, you'll start getting tired of it.
It'll probably start feeling like a chore.
That's what it feels like. Did you guys see me working when I was on the pile?
Yeah.
And everybody was saying I was working hard. Did you hear what I told them I was working? How I was working?
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard work. It's happy work. People don't understand the difference. When you see somebody working vigorous, you always think, wow, they're working hard. But what if they were working lovingly? What if they were working happily? And that's how I approach this. And I want to show other people it's no difference. The effort, the energy is exactly the same. But can you imagine how the earth feels knowing that I'm working lovingly and not hard? Because hard won't get me anything but finished with my work. But loving bears results. So those are things that I like to leave with people as far as the ability for you to pay that forward and share that same thought with somebody else. It wasn't yours, but if it's a good idea, steal it and use it for yourself.
Yeah. Where was the first place you like started your journey? Like when you planted the strawberries or like your first plant, where was that?
I'm a veteran and I actually started at the Martinez VA. They had a garden club. I thought it was wackest. I didn't think it made any sense. It was a whole bunch of old white ladies, and I ain't want to kick it with them.
Wow.
And when they started talking to me about gardening, it sounded like some slave stuff, too. So that was also working in the back of my mind.
Wow.
And my first thought was, get out of my way. There's so many people that you have as friends that slight you in jokes. When you want to be a farmer, Farmer John. If you're wearing a new outfit, Morris Day. It's some cracking, making fun of you stuff that really is negative, and it feels like it's designed to keep you in that same space. And I felt like I was doing that to myself, describing gardening, something that I didn't know, negatively. So I got up off the couch and said, let me see what this is all about.
All right.
And I actually wound up, the very first day they were building a garden bed. And I stayed with the garden club and actually built the entire garden at the Martinez VA. Oh. Maintained it, built the irrigation. I learned the whole thing. I went to school. I'm a designer I went to permaculture design school. I got my design certification. And I've been online YouTubing it and learning by getting my reps up, the whole nine yards. But it all started with me thinking that the couch wasn't as comfortable as it should be. I needed to get off that couch and I needed to frame gardening with something more or less than what I thought it was. Because I was wrong. It is a lot of old white ladies here. But I'm not old or white, and I'm here doing it too. So I represent me as well as they do, and I want to change that perspective or perception from that place too, because I think it can be done. Okay. Why can't I be the face of that?
Why not?
Right. Yeah. So I started off thinking that this was something that I didn't want to do, and I thought that I should try it anyway. Don't let someone else's idea of what this is be my answer. If I don't want to do it, come up with reasons, my own reasons why I don't want to do it. And I felt like the only way to get there is to try it.
Okay. All right.
All right, all right, all right. It's all about doing it. The couch is not as comfortable as you think it is. It's more comfortable to get out there and make things happen. Vallejo Project News, monarch butterfly depopulation prevention, the monarch butterfly habitat planting and community garden. That's what that narrative was all about. The Pollinator Pathway Garden is a project of the Vallejo People's Garden, made possible through the funding from the Solano County Water Agency, Sustainable Solano, Solano Resource Conservation District, and the many collaborators and volunteers, including Vallejo Project, who helped create the habitat, and promote awareness for the Western monarch butterfly and others, other pollinators. And you can hear that that project spawned even more interest from the gentleman you were hearing, how he was going to the vet center and was checking out the gardening project. The next thing you know, he went ahead and started his own career path based on what Vallejo Project and other agencies were doing. Pretty amazing stuff. And that was our Vallejo Project covering of the Vallejo People's Garden and the Pollinator Pathway Garden. And as you probably heard, some of the voices there were youthful. Some of our youth leaders, some of our students were doing the interviewing and asking the questions. So you have some real cross-generational stuff happening there right in that report. And that's what we're all about here with Vallejo Project, taking youth, combining them with us old folks, and creating something very special. And right now we're also looking for youth 16 to 26 who are determined to work hard and learn a trade. Our fifth version of our carpentry program is coming up late July. And we also have our free piano classes on Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. down on Georgia Street at Signworks. You'll get to learn piano from our local piano expert, Richard. 428 Georgia Street. Vallejo Project board member Richard Abbott. If you want to rock out, you may have to do a little practicing before you can get as good as the late Eddie Van Halen, but you got to start somewhere. Guitar class is Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1055 Azure Drive, Vallejo, California, with Kyle in the Mare Island Music Studio. Kyle is our latest member of our volunteer staff, and he'll get you up to speed on guitar, even if you're a beginner. And we especially advise beginners to start up with one of these free classes, get to see if you've got the chops, see if you've got the interest in playing guitar. And not every song has been written yet. You may be the next Vallejo musical success story. You never know. We also started a crochet class in Mare Island. So if you're into crochet, reach out to the VallejoProject.org website to find out more about that. Yes, it is not just for grandmas anymore. Crocheting and knitting became a thing back in the late 90s and early 2000s. There actually was knitting groups that would meet at bars, of all things, and at comic book stores, things like that. It was almost kind of a punk rock thing for a while to get into crocheting and knitting. So sort of like the gentleman that was being interviewed in that last segment, you can't get more gangster or more punk than being self-sustainable and doing it yourself. And learning crocheting is another way that you can learn to do it yourself, which is a, hey man, that's what Bay Area is really all about, especially if you are part of the burner culture, which is a lot more than rich folks burning away money in the desert. It's all about sustainability and self-reliance. We have a little bit more information about the carpentry program. The Carpentry Pathway addresses the need for career exploration for youths who are not a good fit for the traditional path of going to college after high school. So if you are a loved one or a friend has gotten out of high school and is kind of wondering what to do next, doesn't feel like they're going to college for a variety of reasons. Cost is not just the reason anymore. A lot of people have turned sour on the college education system here in the United States. See it as just a for-profit enterprise. They're just keeping people out of the workforce for an extra 4 years. Why not jump into the carpentry program with a four-week boot camp designed to build important soft skills such as leadership that youth need to understand and navigate the world of seeking unemployment. You can come to our carpentry initiation program and learn skills that you can take into any skill set that you want. Maybe you get into the carpentry program, you decide maybe you want to be an electrician or a plumber or a mason. The skills that we teach you, you can dovetail into anything, such as resume writing and cover letter writing. Now, the program, the carpentry program, give you ability to shadow an actual carpenter and also learn how to navigate the job services to actually look for jobs using tools such as LinkedIn and Indeed. Tricks and trade, tricks of the trade to navigate through those resume sites, because you can't just put a resume out anymore and expect a response. There's all sorts of tricks, all sorts of algorithms out there working against you. You got to know how to navigate that. After the boot camp, there'll be a class teaching workplace safety using a curriculum developed by the Carpenters Union Local 180 and a Vallejo Project hands-on training lab, which we do have our training lab there at our Azure Street office. And we also have hands-on training at the Unity Garden. So you see how all those work together. So if you're interested in our carpentry program, if you're interested in our soft skills development, such as navigating through LinkedIn and Indeed or any of those other job-seeking websites, if you're interested in learning a musical instrument, guitar or piano, visit us at vallejoproject.org. And find out more about the programs that we provide for the community. And we'd also like to put a word out to the community that Vallejo Projects is looking for a muralist. That's right. We have several murals that have gone up at the Unity Garden there on Sacramento Street. So when you come on down this Sunday between 11 and 3 at the Renaissance Center across the street from the graveyard there on Sacramento Street, you come in to vamp up your gardening skills, you'll see several murals there, but we're actually looking to complete some of them, and we're always interested in looking for more muralist artists. So if you are handy with a paintbrush or a spray can, if you know how to do stencil, if you have ideas, and you want an official blank wall to work on, look us up on vallejoproject.org. And get in touch with us, and maybe your artwork as a muralist will be on display right here in Vallejo. Don't be running around at night spray painting on a wall that you're not given permission to do it. Come on down to Vallejo Project and have your artistic skills shown for the community to see as part of the community, which is another thing that we offer here at Vallejo Project. And being a muralist and being a graffiti artist is another one of the mainstays of Bay Area culture. If you are familiar with going down to the Mission District down in San Francisco, there are plenty of alleyways and streets that are not just graffiti artists, but high-end professional-grade muralists have decorated the Mission District. It's part of the culture down there in the Mission. If you were out there for Dia de Muertos, Day of the Dead, or any of the other many celebrations happening in the Mission, you've seen those murals. And if you fancy yourself a muralist and you're local here in Vallejo, get in touch with us. And another part of not only San Francisco and Bay Area culture, but Vallejo culture, is maybe you've seen some of the classic cars here in town that local motorheads have been restoring. And the kind of cool thing about it is a lot of the scrapers and a lot of the vintage cars around town, the guys and gals have been preserving them to make them look not all cherried out, not trailer queens, but very authentic with a bit of patina on there. Not super shiny paint jobs, but kind of looking like they are of the vintage age they are, and keeping them as stock as possible. I thought that was pretty cool when I first got here to Vallejo. And of course, you've got those that have cherried out their ride. And of course, you've got the lowriders. If you were here for the big celebration downtown on Georgia Street, where the lowriders showed up and they're jumping the cars, that just shows you that Vallejo's not just coming up, but sustaining its position here in Northern California as a destination for art, music, and culture, especially a bit of the car culture that I happen to be into. And maybe you're into car culture, and maybe you out there in Radio Land might just be a lowrider. FM KZCT here on OzCat Radio 955. 5 minutes to the big hour of 10 o'clock. Bing bong. 72 degrees out here in Vallejo, California. Starting up another fabulous Tuesday here in the most diverse city in all of America. What do you know about that? This is DJ Human here on Vallejo Project. Thank you for being with us for the past 2 hours. Hope you got some education and enthusiasm and inspiration. And we all hope you reach out and become a mentor or a volunteer or a student with Vallejo Project. Come see us at vallejoproject.org on the interwebs. You'll get all the information you need there, who to contact, email addresses, links to our media on the YouTubes, and they're on the interwebs. Visit us on your laptop, visit us on your phone, but more important, visit us in person. Come see us this Saturday down at the Vallejo Farmers Market. Farmers Market starts early, right? Around 7 or 8 in the morning, 9. Come on down. Come visit the Vallejo Project booth there. Meet Rich, meet myself, meet Big Q, and some of the kids from Vallejo Project. Participate in all the fun. We look forward to having you be part of the scene and be part of what makes Vallejo such a great place to be. We're going to theme you out here with another great artist from the Vallejo area, H-E-R, with her latest drop, which just came out recently, The Journey. This is DJ Human. 89.5 FM, KZCT, 9:57, 3 minutes, bing bong to the big hour of 10 o'clock, and keep it real out there in Vallejo. We'll see you soon, see you next week on Vallejo Project.
All the times you thought you'd never make it through, felt just like the world just turned its back on you, didn't stop you. All the times you could have given in and given up, times you didn't know if you were strong enough, still you got through. Somehow it's all part of the plan, the journey. Times they thought that they could hold you back, but you've always known there was no chance of that. You're made too strong, and when you're gone with your heart, you can go farther than you'd ever thought possible. Prove them all wrong. It's all
This is OzCat Radio, 89.5 FM, KZCT, Vallejo.
Sierra Nevada World Music Festival is back this June 16th, 17th, and 18th with Burning Spear, Barris Hammond, Luciano, Kabaka Pyramid, Protege, and many, many more. Camping, food, and fun for the whole family and kids 12 and under are free. Join us for the best in roots, reggae, and world music at the beautiful Mendocino County Fairgrounds in Boonville, California. Visit www.snwmf.com for tickets and information.
As the dog was outside, well, I was in the kitchen. Shameless, my hand was outside.